Shabbat Shalom. It's Reuben Abrahimov, the Haftorah Man. This week's Haftarah is for Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. What are we singing about? God speaks to Avraham Avinu. God speaks to Abraham and says, move out and move on and then move in to the land of Israel. Yes. So now the Haftarah got picked for what reason? Well, you'll see that later on in the Haftarah, not at the top of it, but later on in the Haftarah, it refers to Avraham Avinu. It refers to Zera Avraham Ohavi. So now the connection to the Parsha is the word Abraham, Avraham. So there's a connection by the mentioning of the man that the Parsha was about. Next, where does the Haftarah come from? Guess what? Yeshayahu again. It's like 10 weeks in a row that we're hearing from Yeshayahu. Great. He has 17 out of the 79 or 80 Haftarot. So he lives before the destruction of the temple. The state of Israel is still a united monarchy. He lives in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. He's a Kohen, so he has access to the Beit HaMikdash. He is a Navi. He's a prophet. He sees forwards and backwards and everything right now in one place. And he's speaking to the people. His mishpacha, his family, are in the royal administration. So now, this man is totally connected. And he is speaking in a way that he is the most articulate person that the generation knew. And his job endured for close to a century. He was in place as a leading Navi, a leading prophet, for four different kings of Judea. So this man is spectacular. And that, let's hear what he has to say in this Haftarah. So it starts off by what happens? We're talking to people who are weary and tired. This is the same chapter that Nachamu Nachamu comes from in the book of Yeshayahu. So we know, starting with chapter Mem 40 onward in the book of Yeshayahu, that these are words of comfort that were spoken to what would be the people in the Babylonian exile and then in the whole 2,000-year diaspora. And what is he speaking to the people? He says, don't worry, I have heard you. No sein la yoev koach. Whoa, I know that pasuk. Every morning we say it, that God gives the tired power, koach. Vayaifu ne'orim vayiga'u uvachurim. That even though these youths and young people were faint and weary, Bnei Israel is going to not only survive, but they're going to thrive after the exile. That's the end of chapter Mem, Perek Mem, and now we're starting a new Perek. And that now is about the fear of other nations. And that here's when we play into Avram Avinu, that was in a land that they worshipped multiple deities, and let's see what happens over here. Me, Heir Mimizrach, who is this light from the east? Avram Avinu lived in the far east, and that he is the father of monotheism, of there's one creator, one God, and that he connected to that God. And that it doesn't matter where you were, it says, Kitzos Haaretz Yecherodu. From the outskirts, from the ends of the earth, Yecherodu. The word Charedim means tremblers, shakers. These are the people that stand before God and get it. And that ish et re'ehu ya'azru. The day will come that every man will help his friend out. No more adversarial relationships. So now you see Yeshayahu beginning to speak in a way that unfolds the geula, the redemption, and there's going to be no more conflict, no more adversarial relationships. And here it says, why? Because Israel will defeat its enemies. So what do you see here? You'll see Zera Avraham Ohavi, from the descendants of Avraham, my beloved, my dear one. So now, this is what Bnei Israel has to feel. He says, Al tira ki imcha im ani. He says, have no fear, I'm with you. Why would you have any fear? Because if I'm the creator and you're connected to me and all is well, you got nothing to worry about. And that it continues to say that I am the Kadosh Israel, I'm the Holy One of Bnei Israel, and that the people will be saved and protected by God. So we see this journey started with Avram Avinu from Ur. He came to Israel. That journey began. And now, many, many years later, the journey continues. And this is the words of Yeshayahu. Have no fear. God is here. Shabbat shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.